A reminder of the visitation this afternoon for Angela at Kane's funeral home from 1 until 3 and 6 until 8. And the funeral for Angela will be here at St. George on Yonge tomorrow morning at 10:30 in the morning. We continue to keep David and their whole family and our parish in our prayers as we all grieve that tremendous loss. I want to share a letter with you that I received this past week. We talk about how we support one another in ministry around our diocese, around the world. This is a particularly profound letter that I received this week. Dear friends at St. George on Yonge, the parish of Minden, Kinmount, and Maple Lake are three small rural parishes approximately 200 kilometers north of Toronto. The parish established a thrift shop approximately 4 years ago as a missional ministry in an area that not only suffers from a high unemployment, but also high underemployment. The blessings that have been bestowed on the parish from this ministry are the fruits of moving from insular thinking to a missional model of giving, sharing, and worship. God has taught us that when we share and bless others, even with small amounts, blessings abound. As the parish becomes a missional church, adapting to its changing needs in a different time and culture, we are delighted to share from our abundance. Last year, we were able to share $1,000 with a church in each Episcopal area in the Diocese of Toronto. This year, we have been so blessed that we are able to increase that amount to $1,500. St. George on Yonge in Willowdale was suggested as the parish in York Scarborough area. It is our hope you will accept our gift and know others want to offer their encouragement to your church and ministries. Please use this gift for any ministry you feel would benefit your parish and vision. And if you would like to share some of this gift with another church, please feel free to do so. We all face challenges, struggles, hopes, dreams, sorrows, and joys in our ministries. We are all brothers and sisters in Christ, and by helping and supporting each other, we are stronger. Please know that we are praying for you and your ministries as God continues to bless us all. It's a wonderful thing to receive that. It supports my theology of stewardship, because my theology of stewardship out of 20 some odd years of ministry is that if we're doing what God calls us to do, the resources are available to us. And that doesn't mean we don't need to ask for them as we are with our joyful giving initiative, or that we don't need to go looking for them. But sometimes resources come to us that we don't even know are out there, such as this gift and this donation of $1,500. And so I will write a note to the Reverend Joan Kavanaugh and the parish and the Born Again's Bargain Gang, they're called, giving thanks to God for their support of our ministry here. And that's one of the ways where we remember we're not insular unto ourselves. We're part of a much wider church, whether it's diocese around the country or a communion around the world. Something I forgot to mention, there is a card on the table in the narthex for David Goodwill and his family. I'd encourage you all to sign that, and we will make sure that that is sent to him. People have been asking how we will be able to say a thank you and a farewell to our area bishop, Bishop Patrick Yu, as he retires in the next, I think he has it counted down, and it's about like 4 weeks, and he probably knows weeks, days, hours, and seconds, actually. He has an app on his phone that is telling him exactly how much time. He was to be here on the second Sunday of January, but plans have changed. So he will not be with us on the second Sunday of January, and instead, our new bishop, Kevin Robertson, will be with us on the third Sunday of January. And that was going to be our opportunity to say thank you to him and to wish him well. So there is a festive evensong being held, next Sunday, December the 11th, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon at St. Andrew's in Scarborough, which is at Victoria Park, just south of the 401 on the east side. I hope we'll have some people from St. George's there to wish Patrick well, to give thanks to Patrick for his support and encouragement, especially most recently, and to wish him many blessings in his retirement
as he moves on to whatever is next for him. So that's next Sunday, 5 o'clock, St. Andrew's, Scarborough, and we'll remind us of that again next week. A reminder, if you'd like to make donations, either memorial donations or Thanksgiving donations for the flowers at Christmas, please get that into Craig as soon as possible. He's got a start on those Christmas bulletins already and would like to have that as soon as possible. And a reminder, if you haven't already, and that's the important part, if you haven't already, we would like to hear what your favorite Christmas carols are, so that on Sunday, January the 1st, we will have a favorite carol sing in place of the sermon. Now remember, you only get to vote once. So there are some sheets around for you to be able to tell us what your three favorite Christmas carols are, and we will see about including them in that service. A reminder of the Joyful Giving Initiative, and if you've received that information, please, if you're able to return your pledge to us at your earliest convenience, that would be greatly appreciated.
Our recessional hymn this morning is Hark a Herald Voice is Sounding.